Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, we're going to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. It's Friday morning. We're going to talk a little high school football with our boy Blue, Larry Bluestein. Blue, before we get started with everything, God, the weather didn't help out any of those games last night, huh?
Not at all. I think there were, you know, the one Thursday that they picked to, like, play 12 or 14 right. games. I will tell you this. I was down at Curtis Park last night. My gosh, I don't live in Dade County, but I'll tell you what, you got to look into your sewers. I mean, holy mackerel, the thing was like 3 feet of water in 30 minutes.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh, Blue.
It was crazy, guys. But you know what? There's always Friday. There's always tonight.
Blue, are they going to be able to play all those games that got canceled? Will they still play them? And can, in some cases, can they play them tonight somewhere or no?
Yeah, the only ones that they'll really, really try to get, or they have to get in, are like district games. You know, some of the, like Edison Booker T, which the game I was at last night, which was a great neighborhood rivalry, and they were anticipated. It doesn't have to be played because it's not a district game. North Miami Beach and Central, which was a huge game at Traz, will be made up because it's a district game, and they have to play the district. It's crazy because if it's, you know, like I put last night, I said Lightning 13, COVID nothing. But COVID leads today 1-0 because Chaminade Champagnat was canceled. And that, to me, was the marquee game of the week. I know that, you know, they're smaller schools, but they've won 5 state titles between the two of them in the last 4 years. So you would have liked to seen that, but that was called off. I don't know if that'll be made up. It's not an essential game to be made up, but that puts St. Thomas and Western in the crosshairs tonight as the best game in South Florida, and could be interesting. It could be an interesting game. You know, we know St. Thomas is back on track, and Western, since we saw them against Chaminade, Joe, you know, has put things together, and they're a little bit confident as well.
Yeah, I was going to say Western's got a lot of talent. It's just a matter of how well they play, but they've got as much talent as I can remember a Western team having. Hey, before we jump ahead, how about Chaminade Madonna beating Buford in that football game out? What a great win that was. What'd you think of that one? Did it surprise you at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, to me, you look nationwide last week, that may have been the biggest win in the country last week, because you're talking about a Chaminade Madonna team, good team, a really good team, going up to play the best team in Georgia. I mean, it wasn't close because of the fact that Buford was so far ahead of the second place team in Georgia that was, you know, they said, oh, they'll never lose. They're just unbelievable. They have size.
That's crazy.
They have like 12. And they went up there even without their best defensive end that we saw have like 3 or 4 sacks against Western. He didn't play. So figure that. You go up there, you're kind of limping because of the fact that you don't have your best defensive end. But you got to give Damian Jones and
I was going to say, Coach Jones, we don't give him enough credit as a coach with all the crazy things going on, the job he does.
Exactly. And, you know, the funny thing is after that game was posted, all the head coaches, including Matt DeBuck and Coach Luque at Avant-Garde, they all put right away, Coach of the Year. They put Damian Jones, Coach of the Year, no questions asked. Because, heck, look at they've played already, and they haven't even started their schedule. They still got to go up next week and play against an 8A D- the 8A defending state champs. They got to go up to Trinity. They still have a load of games to play. You know, I mean, this is a team that's going to be, I mean, as well tested as anybody, you know, in the state. Once, you know, I was telling Luther Campbell about that last night because he's in the same region, you know, as Chaminade. He goes, that's an impressive win any way you look at it.
Yeah.
And he's right. It was. It was, really.
Yeah. Listen, they had a great article on Uncle Luke, by the way, in the paper. I thought it was really nice just to give people, just to give them an idea how much and how hard he's worked to become a really good coach with his background and not just giving money to keep the youth programs. You got to give it to Uncle Luke for the stuff that he's done.
Yeah, he does.
We got a bunch of other stuff that I wanted to get to. Something popped up this week, and I almost called you, and I said, I'm going to wait till Friday. And then we had a bunch of coaches respond on the text machine, 305-567-0560.
Right.
Blue, don't text us, please. But
I'm not.
Blue, I did not know. I knew kids can transfer, you know, from school to school to play. I didn't know as long as you get a waiver from the school and you're not happy with your playing time that you can leave in the middle of a friggin' football season. And I had a couple of coaches tell me, did you know that?
No, until the other day, I was like everybody else. I think if you start,
that's fact, ridiculous, man. That's ridiculous.
It's way ridiculous because if you really want right now, you could, if you're, and I'm not, you know, if you're Cardinal Gibbons or one of those other programs, you could start like, hey, are you interested in winning a state title this year? Come on up. You know, I mean that it opens up the door to too many crazy things. And I'm telling you, this is not the end of this because, I mean, you just can't do that just because you're not happy at another school. Come on. That's not how this rule works. And somebody's going to stretch it to the point where the FHSA's got to step in. It's just
they can't step in. They have no power. We got politicians involved now. The Tallahassee's running the show.
Oh
you know
man.
The deal. You're always so nice. Know the deal.
I do. I mean, you know what? I mean, but it's ridiculous. It is. I can't.
That's a bad
I can't,
rule.
You know, you
Quitter
it,
State.
All it's doing now.
Welcome
is
to Quitter State, Florida.
No doubt. And you know what? All it's doing, Joe, is it's taking discipline to a backwards because now if a kid's not happy the way you're treating him, he's walking out on you. You know and. Yeah, I don't like it. And we'll see. I think you're going to see there's going to be a lot of lawyering up over the next month or so. I mean, because if that's going to happen. But, yeah, away from that, though, we have some pretty good games this week.
What else do you like, Blue?
I really like Deerfield Beach going up to play an undefeated Rockledge team. Rockledge is a really good football team up in the Cocoa area. They play South Florida teams regularly. They don't do well. And I think after the Dillard loss, Deerfield has really put it back on track. I mean, we know they're a well-coached team. They're very talented. So that's one of the marquee games. And I think that another game that a lot of people may be missing, especially because of the fact that, you know, they haven't been in the spotlight, is Palmetto and Columbus. That's
looking
a key 8A game.
Yeah,
that's a key 8A game. That's, you know, it's going to be at Columbus. Columbus has lost twice already. Palmetto should win. Yeah. I mean, both of them will end up obviously in the mix in 8A. I went to see Florida Christian. I told you last week. I mean, this is a team that has a lot more talent than most smaller schools. They're undefeated. They're playing another Pines Somerset Academy. So, and then you have number one Cardinal Gibbons. This will be the last, I believe, time that Cardinal Gibbons will ever be able to breathe for a while, because I told you the stretch that they have coming up with Heritage next week, St. Thomas and Venice in a row.
Wow.
We're going to test to see. And they had a big game last week. I mean, people don't realize they went up to Gainesville, beat Buholtz, an undefeated team. And then they come back this week and play Calvary Christian. So, I mean, yeah, it's not the marquee games, but stand by because over the next couple of weeks we have some really, really good games that are gonna peg the meter a little bit. And, obviously it's going to be interesting.
Hey, Blue, all right, we got to get to this. This is where, you know, the coaches are listening. They're up this morning. Who's the best team in South Florida right now?
I stick with Cardinal Gibbons 1, Central 2, St. Thomas 3. That's what I've said, you know, until it changes. And here's the thing. Gibbons will control their own destiny, right? I mean, they play those three teams. I mean, if they if they win out, then they're obviously going to be the number one team. We know that Central has been well tested, and but they won't play each other. But everything will wash out because remember, 2 weeks from now we got Central and Northwestern game one. I call it game one because they may play twice this year. Mm. They have that GMAC week on week nine, and they're going to seed teams, and we might. And remember, Killian. Killian is undefeated. Derek Gibson has done a great job with his alma mater down there. So, and I'm not going to let Zach get away because I'll tell you what, a win for Nova.
Tell them. three in a row. Tell them.
They're going to be 4-1.
That's right.
I mean, how Nova? You know, that's amazing.
Coach Huntley, give him that's some love. Right.
Yeah, you got to. That's amazing. So I did have to give them, and there's other programs. I'm not going to slight anybody, but there's a lot of other programs that are having great years. And, you know, Miami New Orleans is doing real well and teams like that. But, you know, as it is, we give everybody love. We don't just stick with the big schools. You know that. And we go to every game possible. But I would have loved to seen the Booker T. Edison game last night.
Me too.
Because it's a community game. You know, they bump each other for kids, and I enjoyed it. But certainly I had to shout out a school like Nova because they don't get the love that they deserve.
Hey, Blue, Gulliver, to kind of start the season, you weren't real high on them, and how good they – how do you feel about Gulliver at this point?
Well, they had a – 2 weeks ago, they had a tough game against True Prep. I mean, they only won by a point. But then last week, they came back and impressed. And Carson Haggard, who's on his way to Tulane, threw for over 400 yards, 6 touchdowns. Today, they have Dade Christian, which will be a push for him. I mean, Dade Christian has done a nice job. But I think we're going to have to wait playoff time, you know, pretty much, because unless they make up the Palmetto game. And you got to give Gulliver credit again, too. A lot of talent. Congratulations to Cedric Irvin's son who committed this week to Notre Dame. And that's a kid, you know, Ced Irvin was a great running back and he did a tremendous job. And I'll tell you what, guys, you know, his son got it done in the classroom to the tune of over 4.0 GPA. So he had Notre Dame and Stanford, all
anywhere
those
he wanted.
So
that's fantastic.
Anywhere. And isn't that great? Isn't that great to have? And so congratulations. He's a junior, so he's got another year. And, you know, it's, I mean, the spotlight's still on South Florida, any way you look at it. Any college game you look at, NFL game, now with Teddy playing so well with Denver, and, you know, we get a lot of the spotlight, and I like that because it shows that we're still producing big-time kids from college and into the NFL.
Hey, Blue, somebody asked me, wanted to know from you. They had a nice article, and I was guessing you helped out with it, in the Sun Sentinel about 60-something players in Broward, either on the practice squad, IR, on active rosters in the NFL. I was blown away with so many, 62, I believe. Is Dade County usually has more? Has Broward passed Dade as far as athletes in the NFL?
I think they have.
Wow.
Basically, because you have schools like Dillard and St. Thomas who continue to put but there's, you know, I look at it as a South Florida.
South
Florida. Yeah. And last year they had 115 kids who were drawing a paycheck. That means from Dade, Broward, Palm Beach. So that means that, you know, all those kids were on some type of roster, whether it was the injured reserve or they still use taxi squad.
We use practice squad. Yeah, we go SI a little bit if you don't
matter. Yeah, yeah. So practice squad. So they had all those kids. So yeah, we're still there. We're not going away. I mean, the weather's too great year round, and the coaching is getting better and better and better. So yeah, I love it, and it's great recognition.
Blue, you've been working with some fantastic people in the car industry that are big supporters of high school football. I can't say enough about them. I want you to tell the story because I think it's great right from the top of that company and what they've given back for our high school football.
No doubt. The Auto Nation has been in there with us from the beginning. I mean, and they don't just throw the money to the radio station and say, here, you know, we want a sponsorship. But they get involved. And I mean, they're a community based as far as South Florida. They're always doing a lot of great things. Can't say enough about CEO Mike Jackson and Mark Cannon for all they've done. And they're supporters. They don't just, like I said, they listen to our show. And, you know, there's sure a lot of different drivers out there, the custom paint jobbers, tailgate upgraders, the super fans with super loud speakers, and you listening to me right now. Well, you're in luck because AutoNation is here for every driver. They love getting and keeping you on the road. But AutoNation doesn't just sell cars. They service them, and they'll buy them as well. Yep, if you're looking to sell your current vehicle, AutoNation will buy it for top dollar. And even if you don't buy it from them, you'll get a check on the spot, and you can deposit it right away. Start your super easy appraisal right now at AutoNation.com. So no matter who you are or what you drive, AutoNation has the car or truck that you want. Hurry to the AutoNation store nearest you today and tell them that the South Florida High School Sports and Joe Rose Show said, hey, we're here. We're here. Give us the best deal you got, and you'll get it.
Lou, thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
always
Lou.
Great having you. Hopefully we give you some good weather while I'm flying out to Vegas. You get some good weather tonight.
Right.
Thank you, buddy.
Enjoy, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
All right, Larry Bluestein joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Hey, we got a lot more coming up. Hollywood's headlines. Don Bailey Jr. going to join us this morning. He decided to come around again at 8 o'clock. We'll talk to him. Looks like Coach Diaz might be looking at a lot of young guys. I can't wait. I hope they all get to play this week and get a chance to with open competition and practice and all the things that were going on. We'll talk to Don Bailey Jr. about that at 8 o'clock.
I just want to tell you, I have one of the biggest announcements in the history of television coming up in the headlines.
Wow. That's a hell of a tease.
Huge announcement.
Huge?
Huge.
That's a good tease right there.
It's a hell of a tease.
Well, let's go to break on that note.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.